Today, we're going to talk about the power of small business networking. There's probably not a word more overused than networking. It could even be elevated to the level of a buzzword. Except for millennium, and trust me, there may not be another word or phrase used more in the business world. What is networking really? Susan Rowan, in her book, The Secrets of Savvy Networking, says the best definition of networking comes from her friend Sally Livingston, who defines it as a reciprocal process based on the exchange of ideas, advice, information, referrals, leads, and contacts where resources are shared and acknowledged. However accurate, this sounds very formal and somewhat academic. For small business owners, time is money, and networking takes time, so any time and effort put into a networking event must ultimately generate sales. With this thought in mind, another good definition might be that networking is the ability to walk into a group of strangers and in a short period of time come out on the other side with a group of new business prospects. Now that sounds like a definition a small business owner can sink her teeth into. Many business people have the misconception that networking must provide instant results. Rarely does a first-time contact with someone at a networking event generate a same-day sale. Instead, consider what Landy Chase, president of Rainmaker Associates Incorporated, calls the five rules of networking. First, he says to be patient. It takes time to develop relationships with people who will eventually become customers. It also takes time to find the best networking opportunities. Second, he strongly urges business people to realize that the networking event is not a sales call. Focus first on establishing business friendships, not customers. Number three ties into the first rule when he says that persistence pays for those who are patient. It takes time to identify the key players. These people are the ones who are well-connected and have networking down to an art. Chase says to make it a priority to become part of this inner circle. Rule number four is to be an active volunteer, which may include serving on your local Chamber of Commerce committees and advisory boards of community organizations, or becoming involved in local civic clubs. There's a catch. Volunteering should not be done solely for the purpose of personal gain. Sincerity and personal commitment to the cause are essential. Successful networking also involves active follow-up. Following any meeting with a quick handwritten note is a very effective way to reinforce a positive meeting. It is also a nice touch to follow up by remembering a birthday, anniversary, or special event. Along these same lines, clipping an article of interest and mailing it to someone in the inner circle is usually a well-received gesture of friendship and concern. Finally, it's crucial to remember the importance of your body language in a networking situation. Things such as good posture and eye contact are nonverbal signals that other people either consciously or subconsciously notice. A handshake speaks volumes about a new acquaintance. Supermodel Cindy Crawford strongly urges women in particular to have a firm handshake and not give it that little lady finger wiggle. A firm handshake shows confidence. Small business owners have enough to worry about these days without fretting over developing networking skills. Who has the time to volunteer 10 or even 2 hours a week to the Chamber of Commerce? But after considering the information we've talked about, how can a small business owner afford not to network actively? Consider trying it this way. Start slowly, remember the five rules of networking, and approach it as fun and not hard work. The results you will find will be amazing.